Well, despite a loss last night to the Baltimore Orioles, the Red Sox are heading to the playoffs. We're sure of that, and they'll probably win the division as well.
And even though the Patriots have won two games in a row, their fate seems less certain in this young season.
So joining us now to talk about the week in sports is host of NPR's Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Hey there, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So a disappointing last night for the Red Sox. They lost to the Baltimore Orioles, missing their chance to clinch the playoffs last night. But they'll get there, no doubt about that.
I don't think so.
All right, good. But last night, the amazing reliever, Koji Uehara, showed that he is human after all. Right? He had a string of 37 consecutive batters in a row. He finally blew a save. An amazing streak. Are we ever going to see that one again?
Well, Mariano Rivera is retiring after this season. He's the best there ever was at saves and retiring batters late in the game. I don't know. Probably someday. You know, baseball will go on and on. But it was a wonderful thing to watch while it lasted, wasn't it?
It really, really was. One of the big, I think, surprises of this Red Sox team, who, by the way, remain 9.5 games ahead in first place in the American League East. 10 games left to play, so it seems safe to say that they'll win the division.
Yes, I think it seems utterly safe to say that.
So here's my question. Say you're John Farrell. Given that they probably are going to win the division, do they put their best team on the field for the next 10 games, or do they keep some of their powder dry for the playoffs?
Fans seem to believe the latter because, as I understand it, today is beard day at Fenway Park. If you have a beard or if you're willing to draw a beard on your face, you get in for a dollar. And they don't create those sorts of promotions unless there are some empty seats. So I think fans are probably assuming that they're not going to see the A-team out there every night while the Red Sox pursue their inevitable road to the playoffs.
Well, before we move on to other sports matters, what are you looking forward to most in the postseason?
Well, of course, as a resident of Boston, I'm curious about how the Red Sox are going to do. This is a terrific story that they have created going from last to first. But I'm also curious about how the Pirates are going to do because they haven't been in the playoffs in a couple of decades. Mm. And I did a story for Only a Game earlier this year with the Indians, and I was very taken with the Indians. They had a wonderful combination of youth and age. Their attitude seemed to be terrific. They still have a chance to get into the playoffs via the wild card, probably. And I'm curious about how they'll do in the postseason, should they make it.
And, Bill, the Patriots. Week 3 this Sunday, they host the Buccaneers. They're 2-0 for the season so far, but they were very narrow wins. I noticed during the last game lots of Twitter traffic of people saying, I'm cringing throughout this whole game. How do they stop the cringing tweets?
Well, I don't know, but those people sending those tweets have company in Rick Riley of Sports Illustrated. He called the Patriots the worst 2-0 team in the NFL. and they're not getting a lot of respect. I mean, in terms of the power rankings, they're 7th or 4th, depending on whose power rankings you believe. Happily, the team that they're playing next, the Buccaneers, are 30th and 0-2. So I think it's safe to say that they'll probably be fairly seriously favored this weekend.
All right, we could also use a Gronk update from you. The tight end, Rob Gronkowski, missed the first two games while he recovers from surgeries on his back and forearm. There are reports saying that he could play this week. We're wondering if you have any insight on whether we're going to see him on the field, and if he does come back, how much of a difference does that make?
I have no idea how much of a difference he will make. It seems to me that people who know a great deal more about the Patriots than I do suggest that they have a lot of problems other than the absence of Mr. Gronkowski. So we'll see. I can tell you that if I had had his physical problems, I would still be in bed, and nobody would be talking about me coming back to work.
Well, Bill, I got to ask you about this story from the NFL. You must be thrilled about the NFL's decision to ban swearing on the field.
Well, I have to clarify that a little bit, Anthony. Yeah. Pro football referees are being instructed to penalize players for swearing at each other during games because that is seen as provocative of fights or whatever. However, undirected profanity will still be allowed. So as long as you raise your arms to the sky and shout, and you aren't aiming it at a particular opponent,
that's okay.
It's perfectly fine.
All right. But I mean... clearly this was the biggest problem that the NFL had to deal with.
Absolutely.
Right?
Having settled the concussion lawsuit with the thousands of players, former players who were suing the league for the injuries that they sustained playing football, they now could move on to the important problem of four-letter words on the field.
Good. Well, I'm glad we got that settled.
And Bill, as you made the point, Gronk is sticking with the football career despite all his surgeries and being so battered. But there is a former Patriots player, receiver Brandon Lloyd, who is changing careers. He's going to star in a direct-to-DVD zombie movie? I'm not even sure what to ask you, but I just need to know what you think about all this.
Well, I don't know about you, but direct-to-DVD always shouts, don't miss this one to me. He's certainly a lot less likely to get hurt, you know, even in a zombie movie than he was on the field.
And he might have a body double for the really, really dangerous scenes.
Yeah, you know, if he actually has to get his head cut open or something, it'll be somebody else.
That's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear that here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, we will have mayoral hopeful Felix Arroyo.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.